What up, man? What's good, bro? How you, man?
Excellent, excellent. And yourself?
I'm doing good, man. Chilling out, man. You know, we're going to get an extra hour tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Word, word, word. Well, just for my audience here, this is, as it says here, Richard Faison. He is the owner, co-owner, and owner of Aware Brand. He has been for over 10 years, a spiritual leader, a very enlightened and intelligent young man. So just want to welcome you onto my podcast. It's a pleasure.
Man, thank you, bro. Thank you for having me, man. When you hit me up, you was like, yo, man, you want to hop on a podcast? I'm like, okay, that's going to be fire, man. Cause I know we got a lot to talk about. So I'm looking forward to this convo, bro.
Exactly. So first thing first is, what made you want to be in psychology for more than 10 years?
Bruh, man, you know, I was in retail before, and you know, I always loved clothes and always loved fashion, but I was just feeling like it was something missing, you know what I mean? Like I wanted to feel like I was actually doing something of value, you know what I mean? Adding value to people's lives. So, man, it's so funny. We were, I was going to the city for something. I don't remember, maybe a party or something. And then we were on the Palisades Parkway. And then I see exit 6, and it said a Rockland Psychiatric Center. So something was like, apply there. And I'm like, apply there? Like, I don't even know what this is, right? So I Googled it. I'll say, it's a whole psychology, it's a psychiatric center. I didn't know what that was, nothing. But I applied there, man. And like, in that 10 years, man, that I've been there, I've learned so much about the power of the mind and also how fragile the mind is. You know what I mean? And I've learned a lot about myself in this. So it's crazy, man. It's been a journey for sure.
That is crazy, because not for nothing, I kind of consider myself like a street psychologist, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I've done research and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the accolades and everything, but I could definitely help, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So when I first seen you with the clothing brand, I was like, now that right there, because I've always thought of like just having like t-shirts with just like quotes on them, because people read these things, you know what they I'm do. Saying?
Yes, sir.
So the subconscious, you know, even if you don't necessarily look at it, the subconscious sees it.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole brand is just like amazing. I think I might have shouted you out on a couple of my YouTube rants or something.
Oh, that's love.
But the way that you even took the different seasons, you know, like even the different collections,
mm-hmm.
it was like definitely how your most people process when they are awakening, how it goes. And it was just like, wow. Connection. Crazy.
We actually like thought about that, right? Like, because we know we call it the awareness journey. So we know, like, waking up, like you said, it happens in seasons or sessions or stages. So, you know, we actually like format like how we present information and how we roll out our designs and our collections according to that. You know what I mean? Like, I like to say it's like three stages that we all go through. Sleeping giant, right? When we don't really know too much, right? But we're starting to learn a little information here and there about energy or chakras or whatever. Or even if, you know, you study in different religions, right? Because we came up Christian, right? So like, you start studying other religions, right? You sleep, you're a sleeping giant at that point, but you're starting to wake up. And then after that, you're recoding or rewiring, right? Because you're trying to unlearn a lot of the bullshit that you learned, like, you know what I mean? Growing up, you already know how it goes, yo. And then, finally, when you've done like all the recoding and you become a ruler of yourself, right? A lord of your own universe, if you will, you know, you become an aware human, you know what I mean? So like, that's how we kind of want everybody to go like along that path, you know what I'm saying?
That's excellent. It's phenomenal. I mean, I don't know what else to even add, because it's like just watching the clothing line is just, it speaks volumes.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Yeah. Like, and then you be coming on, dropping jewels on Instagram and stuff. Like, man, please, y'all better. And then the way that you be breaking things down and articulating it is like, even a baby could understand.
Yo, bro, thank you, man. Because, like, I was just telling my wife earlier today, like, I'll be working on that, man. Like, I really work on my communication and, like, trying to explain things as simply as possible, right? Because, like, I think for like, you, me, and other people, like, we could process, you know, high levels of information. But there's a lot of people that need to be spoon-fed it to a degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like, exactly. I'll be working on my communication, man. Like, yo, how can I explain this simply?
Nah, you be hitting it right on the head.
Like, thank you, man.
What else could you add to that? There's nothing else to add there. Just go ahead and do what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, that is just I be on live on Tagged.
Okay.
And freaking somebody came on and I was just telling them, yeah, I'm about to do an interview, blah, 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 because most of the time I be on, like, live on Tag, just try to get used to being on camera.
Oh, that's fire, yeah.
Got it. I mean, I always want to be the off-the-grid guy, but on the grid, you can make money, so.
Talk to me. Talk. Yes, you can.
So, like, these people are making six figures just recording their life, and I'm like,
yeah. Okay. It's a crazy time we're in.
Yeah, like, everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing that we would say that we grew up with is the same. Like, not even sports. Sports are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to go play basketball, like, a couple weeks ago over there with the young boys, and we got a couple old heads on the court. One of the young heads came over, so like, yo, I'm not used to playing so aggressive. Y'all guys play really aggressive. I was like,
wow.
Yo, we in the paint.
Facts. Red.
We in the paint.
Elbows, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. Facts. So,
that joint, like, that was like a real eye-opener. Like, I already knew things were getting different, but when he said that, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Got off the court. You know, dry mouth, played a couple games, sitting there, freaking did a little dry mouth cough, and youngin sitting next to me looking at me like,
nah, you got that Rona.
I'm like, bro, you in a public place, man. Are you serious?
That was a Rona cough.
You have to pay to get in here.
Oh, wow.
Like, come on. It was like, wow, we really raising our kids in fear, for real?
I know, bro. Nah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, bro. For real.
That joint is just like, that fear stuff is something different.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell people there's only two real emotions, love and fear.
Talk to me.
Everything else stems off of that.
Mm-hmm.
People be looking at me all crazy like, no, there has to be more. No.
Yeah, right, fear and love, man. That's it, man.
Yeah,
like you said, everything else is just derivatives or sub emotions, or you know, like it's fear and love, man. Those are the two frequencies, man.
It's just like so. Do you meditate every day?
I meditate almost every day. Usually, I wake up at like 5, and like I start work at 7:15, so I try to wake up at like 5:15 every morning. You know, I do my stretching, do my little meditation, and then I read. So, like, I learned that about myself. I operate the best when I read, like, something either, like, religious or spiritual early in the morning. So, like, right now I'm reading this Hindu text called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but Upanishads or something like that. It's ancient Hindu text. Yeah, so, like, I'm reading that in the morning, like, and it just sets the tone for my day. So, like, meditation, stretching, and reading. I try to do that every day.
Okay, I definitely have to touch on the stretching, right?
Yeah. So
I always freaking, like, knew, like, even when in high school, I always had to get stretched by the trainer. So, just recently, I would say maybe like three weeks ago, I seen a ad. It was either on Facebook or Instagram. It was one of them, but it was for Stretch Zone, and they, you know, they do assisted stretching. Went there, did like 30 minutes, and the guy was like, "Yo, Isaac, you're really tight." Like, I was like, "Yeah, I know. So freaking I've been in the food business since about 2003, so it's a lot of standing and stuff.
Yes, bro.
So freaking he stretched me out, and I was like, "Yo, that back pain that I was feeling when I was pulling doubles and working two jobs and all
that.
I was like, "What?" I was like,
"Yeah,
my pain, all I have to do is stretch." So now I, you know, every chance I get, I try to stretch. I'm gonna have to go back there. You know, the guy was like, "Yo, I can get you two sessions for like $99. I was like, "All right,
okay,
gotta sweet. Get $99, but
yeah,
because I need that. I could dump that lower back pain.
Yeah, that lower back pain is no joke, man.
No joke, bro. You can't do nothing.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Like, you really never realize how much you use certain muscles until they start hurting.
100%. Yeah. Like, damn, I didn't even know I had muscles back there.
What? and then going to 30, after 30, things is just different, bro.
Yeah, it ain't the same, bro. It ain't like the 20s.
Nah, I mean, I still got like that 20 mindset, but I'm going out on the court. Like when I first moved down here to Florida, I was going out on the court trying to play with the young ones. Two games, I'm like, all right. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
I
built my endurance up by going there more, but I also had to tell myself, like, dang, I haven't touched a ball in like 10 years, bro.
Yeah, yo, same for me, bro.
Like, I used to bodybuild and all that. I haven't done that, and I haven't been in a gym in like 10 years. I still be going in there like, I can't do that.
Yeah, because you got swole for a little bit.
I did, bro, and it was lovely.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not even gonna lie. My football coach talked me into trying to play football, so I did double sessions. So I lost a lot of muscle mass and stuff just being out there in the sun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the man had the nerve to bench me.
Wow.
By the second game, I was like, man, I'm a ghost, bro. Like, I could be working or something. You serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that joint was crazy. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to get back there.
Yeah, stretching and the working out, man, is so important, man. I think for me, like, I got so into, like, you know, the sciences and, like, studying and, you know what I mean? And then, like, fashion and stuff. And, like, I just fell off with the, you know, the physical stuff, man, for sure.
No, I definitely feel you that the inner work, it takes work to do that, and it doesn't show on the outside.
Fact. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got people, like, for years I did inner work, and people would be like, "Oh yeah, oh he's just lazy, blah blah blah."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing work here.
I'm doing work, yo. Facts. Yeah.
And it's just crazy, like. When I got here, I had to, like, take a step back and, like, realize, like, how far I actually came. Because I was, like, on the hamster wheel for real, bro. Like, all four of these joints, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Going from job to job. Like, it got to the point where I didn't even freaking, like, I got used to not sleeping and not eating.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I had to, like, when I got here, I had to, like, train myself to eat and sleep again.
Damn, bro, that's he was a machine for real.
For real, bro. Like it was crazy.
Mm.
Like I'm really trying to slow myself down now.
Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, they say Aquarius like to move from place to place. They like to always be moving.
I like to experience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not for nothing, I freaking told my parents, I was like, yo, I'll be back in 2 weeks after I met my daughter's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Be back in 2 weeks. 7 years and a baby later.
About to say, ain't been back since.
I'm back now, and it's okay. Crazy. I'm like, so yeah, so I was really supposed to be here for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I got a question for you, man. I know you hosting the podcast, but like, you know, because we came from like the same church and stuff. So like, when you started getting into the sciences, like, how was that process for you? Because I think that's something that I want to talk to people about more. Like, when you grow up like Christian or Muslim or whatever, and you start learning about, you know, other religions and ancient Black religions, and you feel like, you know, torn, or feel like you're doing something wrong. So I just wanted to know, like, how was that for you, like, that early stage?
Well, I always was curious. I always questioned. I I've done a couple interviews, like, not for nothing, I had Nessa on here, like,
oh shoot, okay.
I got two podcasts with her. One's like an hour and a half long, and one's like almost 2 hours, and we're just sitting there just talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, so freaking, I can't pinpoint the exact time, but mm-hmm. I know one time, like in church, they messed up. They put up all the religions up on the wall. Like, we had like a convention or something, and I sat there and I read them.
What?
And when I read them, I was like, okay, all of them are basically saying the same thing. So,
mm-hmm.
and then they didn't all exist at the same time. They didn't all exist at the same place.
Right.
So a lot of it has to do with cultural, you know what I'm saying? People have personalized it, you know what I'm saying? So that was like one of the biggest sparks I can remember. And then I had a good teacher in Spring Valley. He was like, I forgot his name, but he was a big white guy, and he told the truth.
Okay.
And he laid a lot of truth out. And then I would listen to songs like Nature of the Threat by Ross Kass. And I stopped Christmas, Thanksgiving, after I heard that song.
Yeah.
So then it's just been just diving in deeper. Like, I put myself into like an intellectual coma. Like, I was soaking up so much information, I couldn't soak up anything anymore.
Yeah, I feel you.
So it was, but so after like the church thing, I just started finding out information. I used to tell my cousins, like, oh, I got my own religion. I'm doing Izzyism. You know what I'm saying?
So
sometimes some of my cousins will still come up to me and be like, yo, you still practicing Izzyism? I take a little bit of what I believe from each one, what makes sense to me, and that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
I went through like a little, I guess you could say, a homeless stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I had to move back home with my parents. So I moved back home with my parents. Eventually they divorced and they split. So I was in the house by myself.
Oh, wow.
And I freaking took my Shahada.
Wow.
So I went, took my Shahada, and actually the freaking the daggone place wasn't too far from Main Street. So it was in a little house. I forgot the name of the street. I want to say Collins is down further, but it was on that strip.
Okay.
But it was a house. So freaking went there. Like, felt the message, didn't necessarily agree that I had to be a slave to Allah, My people uh-huh. were enslaved long enough. I wasn't really digging that.
Yeah.
But what really opened my eyes to like African spirituality and stuff, because I knew certain things, but you know, you always have that aha moment, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, bro. Yes.
So I'm at the place. It was Malcolm X's birthday. So I forgot the name, the proper name of for him, but our pastor, he wanted us to stay there for the whole weekend because we were going to go to Malcolm X's, one of his teachers, one of his students go to his place and
okay.
he had a presentation, blah, blah, blah. We were going to Malcolm X's grave site. There was some Muslim brothers that drove all the way up from Atlanta to come join us to go to the city.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there, and when we have Jumba, the joint is it's a house, but the joint be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people got to be downstairs. People are outside. These fellas come all the way up from Atlanta, and nobody came to greet them.
Hmm.
Yeah, and yes, they were black, but nobody came to greet them.
What the hell?
Yeah. So then within that weekend, we went to a Turkish mosque, which was actually, you remember where Chestnut Ridge was at?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there's a mosque over there right in the front. You remember there used to be a garage that used to have the lights and stuff on there?
What the hell? Yep, uh-huh.
If you go back there, there's a whole community back there.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. So we go in there, and they're lighter skinned.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the head guy, we're sitting there, and he's talking. And he's just blowing back cigarettes, bro. Like, we're all sitting in here, and he's just blowing back cigarettes. And not for nothing, I smoke weed. So I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
If we're going to do that, we might as well be able to roll up, bro.
We're going
to
roll up, man. Facts. Uh-huh.
So before the brothers even came up, we were there. They met us there. So when, you remember when, like, in the Malcolm X autobiography, he's talking about how he went to Mecca and there was like, so I'm like, I'm looking around. That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, what the?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I went with like two other people, and yes, they were darker skinned.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And the place was fucking nice.
I believe
like,
it.
There wasn't no like put together place. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So when I seen that after that whole experience, that whole weekend, I was like, so there's race lines in this too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'm just going to be culture first guy. I'm a naturalist. This stuff is not for me.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you.
And what was even crazier is that I forgot his name. Was actually over the mosque was all Black Power at first. You know what I'm saying? Like when he was younger, Black Power, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like he got tired of fighting.
Wow.
He got tired of fighting. So he, like, not for nothing, even my stepdad, he said it to me himself. He was like, because he used to have a license plate that in Swahili, it said the end of white supremacy.
Mm.
And so he's definitely on that level.
Yeah. But
he said to me, he was like, it's easier to pray and hope that it's better on the other side to actually sit here and fight. It's too much to fight.
Mm.
I was like, ooh, never want to be like that. Thank you.
Man,
it was like you have like not for nothing, you know. You got You got children. You got grandchildren. That's reason to fight right there.
Yeah, facts. You want to have them, let them have a better time than you've been having, for sure.
So that drink was always like crazy.
I had no idea you had a wow. You did a shahada and you Turkish mosque and wow, bro.
Yeah. I like if I would sit and tell you some of the things I've been through, you'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
I sat and told, like, they weren't people that necessarily knew me, but just trying to explain how, because I was with somebody else, my daughter's mother, and she had three daughters when I met her.
Yeah.
So we were family, and getting it. So we moved, we went through the ringer. Like, not for nothing. One place, it was a hotel, but there was like meth shards everywhere, bro.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All up and down the fucking, all up and down the hallways, motion sensors and cameras, like every like 2-3 inches, bro. Like crazy. Like, almost felt like, What's that movie? But okay, so I can't think of the name of the movie. It's gonna come to me later. Watch. But anywho, but they were in a lair in Las Vegas, and they were eating those lotus flowers, and they just kept on every time when they ate the lotus flower, they came out with a second one. Oh, it was the lightning thief, Poseidon something.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay, so remember in the first one, they were in that lair.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was something like that, bruh, because we were up on the third floor, and we were looking out the window. What? I mean, this is just like the tip of the iceberg, but we were daughters were sitting out looking out the window, and there were two people talking outside, and my daughter was like, hey, he got something on the back of his neck. She didn't yell it, she didn't say it loud. Why both of them look up at the window directly at us?
Oh, nah.
I was like, bruh, we met somebody. This nigga, he called himself the devil. Blue eyes, blonde hair. Called himself the devil. Freaking, I'm emotional mess. Crying, a mess, bro. A mess. Ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous. And me and my daughter's mother couldn't communicate until we left the premises.
Wow.
Like, when we left the premises, we talked and we figured shit out. But that was just like, just
that's
a
tip. That's some next joint right there.
Bruh, the joint is crazy. And not for nothing, because one of my jobs recently, I was helping deliver Xerox machines.
Okay.
So we actually had to ride through that motherfucker, like, and I actually seen it. Of course, the hotel's not there anymore, but on top of everything, the lady that checked us in, she looked like she was dead.
Oh, like, man.
Like, you know, it was crazy, like, crazy. The price for the room was a nice, decent size. The price, couldn't find that in the world.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah, bruh.
Sound like a horror movie.
Bruh. Been, like I said, I told, when I was with my daughter's mother, I was like, yo, we gotta write a book, and it's gonna be called The First 3 Years. Because the first 3 years, bruh, we went through some craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
But, yeah.
But yeah, that was a little bit of my journey.
yeah. And it seems like just hearing you like say everything, it seems like I think you mentioned it too, like you always had like a sense of knowing, or you know what I mean, like a intuition, or you know, a sixth sense of things. And now it seems like you just embraced it, you know, much more now.
Oh my goodness. Like I'm really like realizing my power for real, for real.
Yeah, so, facts. Same. Yeah.
At my first job, I tell the customers they got to bring the receipt up to the front to cash it out because I manage a deli.
Okay. So
they got to bring the receipt to the front, cash it out, and I tell them to come back and they put their change in our tip jar. Bruh.
Yeah.
The workers that been working there, they're like, yo, you're over here breaking records. I've never went home with this much money.
Oh, I'm cracking like, up. Yeah.
I was like, yo, my goal is we all gonna leave with at least $50 one day. Not for nothing. Just Friday, I almost hit like 40.
Yeah.
And we split about $30 just from 7 to 10 o'clock in the morning, just me and another person.
Yeah.
And it's like that the frequency, the power of the words. Mm-hmm. Like I always tell people about the guy that did the water experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Masaru Emoto. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I always tell people about that, and I'm like, yo, that's your power right there, bro.
Facts, bro. Yeah. I tell people about that too, and they just like, what? I'm like, yeah, bro. He had 3 jars. He did a legit experiment, like over and over again.
I didn't even know he had 3. I just be telling people about 2.
He had 3. He had 3 jars. He had the one that was full. He had the one that was thank you, and he had the one that was nothing. He didn't say nothing to it. He didn't do nothing to it.
It was just a control.
Yeah, just a control, bro. Yes, bro.
That makes sense. Come on.
Yeah.
But that joint is just like when the first time I really realized meditation worked. I found out about the God hour. So mm-hmm, I used to set mm-hmm. my alarm and, you know, I was in the house by myself. It was a foreclosed house. Nobody was paying any bills in there. So I tried to manifest some money.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang, did it. Freaking try to, I sent my energy to one of my friends that was in Albany. I seen her laying in her bed, everything, covers, everything.
Yeah.
She only slept for 2 hours. She said she woke up and she felt like she slept for 8.
Wow.
Freaking, there was another young chick that I just put my third eye to her third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept on saying, like, you're a queen, you're a god, you're a queen, you're a god. After I released... She started singing. She's like, yo, I haven't sung in years. I was like, man. Whoa, mm-hmm. bro.
Big energy. Yeah.
Like, not for nothing, freaking, Nessa had a reading done recently, and I popped up in her reading, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, there was an older lady that I was dealing with before I came down to Florida, and a spiritual lady came to her after I left, and I still had like she like brought me clothes and stuff, and I left that. I was like, eh, you think I'm a taker, but I'm gonna show you how much I'm gonna take. I'm gonna leave the stuff that you gave me.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So freaking, she went through the house because I helped her, you know, set up her altar and all that, blah blah blah. And she went through the house, and she was like, yo, what's in that gray container? It's very strong. Whatever. She's like, yeah, that's my ex's clothes, whatever. She's like, well, if you don't plan on getting back with him, you need to get rid of it because that's going to repel any other guy from coming.
Sheesh.
I was like, ooh, god damn.
Mm-hmm. What, I'm just thinking about, I'll be talking to my partner, Drew, with Aware, and like, we be talking about like, you know, just the energy that we bring to a space and how we don't really know Like, we kind of know how powerful we are, but we don't really, really know how powerful we are.
Because, exactly.
Because we're not, like, on the outside looking in, right? But, like, right. Other people see it. Other people feel it, right? And then even, like, your clothes are in a container and somebody's, like, in the house and they're just like, yo, what's going on over there? Like, that's crazy, bro. That's wild, man.
Man, like, it's, yeah. Like, I'm really, like, sitting down right now and like like, whoa,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Like I kind of knew it, like even when we were coming up in the church, like,
yeah,
because we were coming up in the church, so I was like, oh, you know what, I'm definitely an angel. I feel it.
Mm.
Like, it's definitely, I'm definitely, it's something different,
yeah, you know, yes, like, yes.
But yeah, yeah, I used to play football. Not that many pads, as less pads as possible. Never got hurt. Only got stitches one.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, when I got the stitches, it was at the Lewis Kurt Center, and it was in one of the storage room. And we went into the storage room, and there was no blood or nothing anywhere, bro.
Yeah,
I got cut down to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, when it happened, I'm walking, and something just tells me, go in the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's like, yo, look down. I look down. I'm looking at my hand, cut wide open. I'm like, okay. Do you remember Crazy Joe?
Of course.
Went and got Crazy Joe. He put in freaking iodine, alcohol on it. He's like, yo, you don't feel that? I'm like, no. I don't feel anything. I watched the doctor put the daggone stitches in.
Yeah.
Like, but me and my father, we also used to watch like the ER, like when it was uncensored on like on TLC when they showed
facts.
Everything.
Yeah.
So
babies, like, and all types of stuff. Yeah.
Guy have a knife in his head, everything. They know everything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like. Yeah. I just want to say that I am very, very, very proud of you.
And, thank you, bro.
What you and Drew is doing, for real, for real.
Thank you, man.
Because I play football with Drew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. We play football in Valley.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is just, it's that's crazy. Tough. It's
yeah.
Crazy. Like, I not for nothing, I kind of think I manifested these conversations because I was like, when I was going through my period, I was like, yo, I don't got ain't nobody around me from my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and then I got down here and Nessa hit me up.
Wow.
And Nessa on the same path.
That's like, crazy.
Bruh, like not for nothing. We, all three of us, we need to get in on a podcast real quick and just
word, for sure.
Because that joint is just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, seeing the evolution of stuff.
And yeah, it's crazy because like we came up in the same time, like in the church and stuff. And it's like, I just feel like our generation, or you know what I mean? Like, they, like, we were like the first ones to be like, we're going to do something different. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly. Exactly. Over like, there, coding.
This Jesus shit is cool, but you know, this shit ain't really hitting though.
Bruh, for real. Like, it was just, it's, man, freaking, one of my friends brought me freaking Hidden Colors.
Okay, so, yep. Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I was falling asleep with that joint on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I could get the information in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it got to the point where my son asked me for the second one.
Wow.
I was like, what? Okay. Go out. Yo, wear that second. I got to find this second Hidden Colors. My son just asked me for the second one.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But, yeah, like the knowledge, the documentaries, like.
Yeah.
Wow. And I always said, if I went to college, the first thing I would do is take a psych class. Like, I feel like psychology should be taught in kindergarten.
Nah, for real, bro. Like, in some like way, shape, or form. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the way people operate right now is like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't even know, like I didn't know, I've always been like a thinker, right, to a certain degree, but I didn't know like that I was like a thinker, right, until like I actually took like a psychology course and I'm like, I'm doing like my essays and papers and stuff, and the professor is like, yo, like, you a social psychologist? And I'm like, yo, what is that? You know what I mean? But like, just the way that I think, you know what I mean? It's like, they're just like, nah, you're like, you're perfect for the field.
Ah, Shay.
Yeah.
For real. That's just amazing. That's amazing in itself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that's why I love the kitchen, because the kitchen is like the only place that I don't have to think. Like one of my coworkers is like, yo, you got two kitchen jobs? I'm like, yeah, it's a passion. I'm about to have a food truck soon. So
yeah, that's the laboratory. Yeah.
I'm sharpening my sword. That's all I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. My guy, are you familiar with Adika Butler?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's an author, man. You would like him, bro. Like, check him out, man. But he talks about, because you talk about the kitchen, right? So he talks about how these chefs, in like, man, what culture is it? But like in the ancient world, I want to say, the chefs were like the preservers of like, you know, culture and tradition, and you know, like the griots, like that was like the chef. The chef was like the guy that you had to come to get the stories, to get fed, you know, to get the culture. What? Yeah.
You know what? I'm really that right there is exactly what I want to do. Like I want to feed and teach. You know, like right yes. now I got the 999 Hertz playing right now.
Come on, man.
Like I want to do that. Like I like not for nothing. I want to do like I don't want to call it a homeless shelter, but I want to call it like a launching pad, because I want to help change the mindset that makes people homeless. Because not for nothing, I had a homeless mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And
that homeless mindset, with the power that we have, it brings forth things because you're in that mindset.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how like now I see things in abundance. Like Oof. If we like not for nothing, I heard a speech one time and freaking they were like, the world's population could fit in Texas. And I was like,
oh damn.
I was like, ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way. That don't make no sense.
That's heavy.
Started driving. All this empty land.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they right. I lived on an acre for like almost 12 days. Took me almost 3 days to mow the lawn on the acre, and it wasn't
an acre's mad land. Full
acre. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like, maybe they are right. But if that really, I mean, I really think it's the case now. But it's like, so what in the world are we doing for real, dude? Like, you told me 7 billion people could fit in Texas comfortably.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, that's like, wild.
It was like mathematicians did it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You hit it on the head, bro. Like, that abundance mindset versus the scarcity mindset, like, will completely transform your life.
For real. Like, I tell people all the time, like, you could take one apple seed and have enough apples for everybody on your block.
Mm.
And some.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not abundance?
Right, facts. That's how the universe operates.
Like, they've been telling us that we've been on water shortages since I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still have water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like,
Or even the church telling us that time is running out because we're about to end in fire and brimstone, and you know.
Bruh. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. But time is infinite, you know what I'm saying? So like,
yo, like the only thing worth more than money is fucking time.
100%.
And that joint is just crazy in itself. I was just telling one of my coworkers how one of the pastors came through and he was like, "Yeah, you could get somebody pregnant by holding hands." Bruh. Oh my goodness. You know when we went downstairs, we were going in. Yo, don't touch my hand.
Oh my
goodness. Don't you do that.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Of course he was saying, you know, holding hands could lead to somebody getting pregnant. Yeah. But that's not what he said.
That's not what he said, right.
That's not what he said at all. So it was just, it's funny. It's very funny how like even now, like one of the old girls that went to, that was part of the diocese and all that.
Yeah.
Freaking, she just recently hit me up because she lives in Florida too. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she's sitting there battling herself. She's like, yo, I think I'm just going to go back to church because I did something and I don't feel good about myself and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You're doing perfectly fine. I don't think you need to go back there.
Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy though, man. Like to your point, like they program you to feel guilty. You know what I mean?
That
programming goes so deep that even when you feel like you're rewiring, you're recoding, you're learning about all this other stuff, it's like you gotta get to that though. You know what I mean? Like you gotta get to that guilt feeling. Yeah.
So deep. And the thing was, is like, for me, I always was the person that like always gave advice. People always came and asked me advice.
Facts,
like,
even yep, same.
When I was little. Mm-hmm. So it was like, at one point, I the crazy thing is I've also spoken things into existence.
Yes.
like there was one time I was like, yo, I feel like there's going to be a time when somebody's going to need me and I'm not going to be able to be there because I'm going to need me time.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it happened with my son's mother. And like when she, like towards the end of her pregnancy, mm-hmm. I was going through so much, black sheep in the family.
Yeah.
Learning everything, just switching everything up. It was just like, huh.
Yeah. And it's a lot.
Spoke that joint into existence, like,
yeah,
and it was just like, just crazy. Like, that's even crazy. Now, like,
are you still the black sheep of the family?
Of course, of course. I mean, you know, people have spoke things and people have seen it happen, and they like, oh. Like, one of my cousins was like, yo, Isaac, you're a real forward thinker. Like, you're so forward that people don't even see it. And I was like, ooh. Wow. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, not for nothing, on some real deal Holyfield shit, when Nana passed, my daughter's mother is a medium.
Mm.
Before I even left to go to the funeral, I don't even think a day has passed. A day passed. I was talking to Nana.
Yo.
In my hotel room.
Mm.
Like, I was talking mm-hmm. to her. And crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Like, energy doesn't die. It can only be transferred.
Come on, man. Back to what we were talking about at the top of the convo, right? When you're a sleeping giant and you're learning things that are helping to wake you up, that's one of the things right there. That's one of the main joints that people gotta learn, is that energy cannot be created or destroyed; it only changes form. So, like that makes you challenge so many beliefs that we're taught, right? Because we're taught like, you know, heaven and hell, you're gonna be there forever, and all this crazy stuff that scares you. Right, but it's like, yo, energy can't be created or destroyed, it just changes form. So like, what if energy just keeps changing form, right? That's why I look at other religions, mm-hmm. like they have like seven heavens or seven hells. It's like, and it goes, it's like a frequency range, right? Like depending on your karmic work or whatever, you know what I mean? Like you go, you ascend to different levels, or you descend. It's just on and on forever and ever, changing forms.
Yes. I never ever thought about it like that, but yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense, because I forgot who, I think it might have been David Banner. I forgot who it was, but they were like, how the chakras were explained to him is that the lower chakra is the devil, the heart chakra, mm-hmm. or the solar plex would be Jesus, and yep. then your crown chakra is God.
Yep.
Heavy. So I was like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that makes sense too.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes total sense. Because not for nothing, I've done experiments. So freaking, of course, on myself, but freaking, I've done like a chakra cleanse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time I did the chakra cleanse, and after the root chakra, I just shut it off. I didn't go all the way up to the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And that day was very, very lustful.
I was like,
oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm trying to
tell people all the time, like, yeah, they're gone from this realm, but you could still talk to them.
Facts.
Say their name enough. They'll come to you.
Yeah. And even like my mother's mom, I talk to her sometimes. I used to talk to her more. Like, I used to make it a practice, like, every day when, like, I'm driving to work. I would, like, you know, talk to her and, like, ask her to guide my steps and talk to me through intuition and stuff. Yeah. So, like, and it's, like, you know, now I know what my voice sounds like in my head. And I also know, like, what other voices sound like in my head. You know what I mean? Like, yes. So I'm, like, okay, that's my grandma talking to me. So let me listen. You know what I mean?
Yes. One time I got... Yo, I even though I knew that Shirley wasn't here, right?
Mm-hmm.
A whiff. It was around her birthday. I think I was in North Carolina somewhere, but a whiff of her cooking just
bro. Yes.
I was like,
that's the
even
thing.
Though I knew, even that's I knew she wasn't there, I was that's still looking thing. Like, where's she at?
That's where's the she thing. At? Yeah. Food? Yeah.
Bro. Yes. Yeah, I definitely do that. I'd be sitting there. Telling them thank you,
yeah, like, bro.
Like all that, like I got my ancestor money, got my little altar set up. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, and right now it's really about like just for me, just slowing down. Like I was really fucking going in.
Yeah.
Like I was going in and it was like, oh my gosh, like you never realize, like I had to like update my resume and I'm like, oh my God, I did a lot of stuff. Just being a freaking shift manager at a fast food place, like mm-hmm. One time I ran that place, it was just me and one other person, and we had to bread chicken, freaking make biscuits from scratch. And before I could even close my dining room door, I had a line in the dining room and a line in my drive-thru. Mm. I was just going back and forth from one to each other. And
yeah.
Nobody mind. Like, we were still kind of getting them out there at a good pace, I guess.
right.
But it was just like, wow. I was like, and that just made me realize, like, yo, if I could go this hard for somebody else, I could definitely go this hard for me.
Ooh, talk to me.
It's like
that part.
So that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. It's like getting off of the hamster wheel and being able to put that trust. Like, I know what I'm doing. At the end of the day, you really do know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it is just like, just freaking amazing. Just knowing the power. Like,
that's it, man. Like, knowing the power, trusting the power, like, you know, trusting the journey, right? Because, like, we learn more than we think we're learning on the journey, you know what I mean? And it's just like, there comes a time where we have to just put everything into practice, you know? So that's that part. You got to trust yourself when it's time to, you know, put it all on the line, you know what I mean? Like, me, I'm learning so much about myself these past couple of years, like, you know, to that point, like, yo, I do know a lot of stuff. I do have a lot of experience. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you just gotta trust that God to that it's gonna come out when you need it to. You know what I mean?
So, like, the joint is crazy. Like, coming back to, like, because I was doing the fast food thing for a little bit, but coming back to, like, a kitchen and cooking, bruh, I know so much. It's kind of like, because I worked at, I worked at Johnson & Wales in Charlotte, which is a culinary school.
Oh, wow.
Actually, the culinary school that I actually wanted to go to. Like, we went down there and visited it and everything. Like, like, I tried to get an early admittance, and they were talking about I needed a college-level math and English. I was like, bruh, I am a junior in high school?
Right.
So, on top of everything else, that was just like, oh, that was like the last straw. Broke down after that. I was like, oh, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to college.
I know, man. Yeah.
But it's just like, just crazy. Just the journey on everything. Facts. Oh, and not for nothing, let me just go back real quick to the Malcolm X trip, right? So we're at the gravesite. And, you know, the Black Panthers are there, African spirituality is there, Muslims are there, like, they're all there, you know, so they're all getting their turn to, you know, say what they got to say to Malcolm.
That's amazing.
African spirituality there with the drums, the ladies with the long locks, and the older ladies looking good, just, and I'm like... So even when they started saying they stuff and they started saying Ashe, I'm sitting there, Ashe.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's just been like crystals and meditation.
Yes, sir.
Just trying to get my mental right, because that's what really judges and creates everything is your subconscious.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
just like, yeah, like trying to tell people, like, if your subconscious learns off of repetition and you go through traumatic experience after traumatic experience after traumatic experience, you're going to be prepped for a traumatic experience.
100%.
So now you have to try to change the program so you could really manifest what you want. So. Yeah, affirmations is big. Like,
not bro, affirmations is like, I used to think it was like, just, I'm like, okay, that's like some old spirituality, you know, ancient world stuff. But then, like, in psychology, I'm like, exactly what you said, like, that repetition, you know, it not only does it preps you, but I'm like, why does it prep you for, you know, why does it prep you for things to repeat? It literally, like, your neurons are literally wiring together around that feeling, around that thought, right? So it's like, so it's like you kind of have no choice but to think it, because, like, that's the way that the neurology is working. So you got to use affirmations to literally, like, reprogram your brain, like, literally pave new roads, right? So, like, that information can flow. So, yeah, that shit is crazy to me.
Freaking, like, I read a book. I didn't finish the book, but I read a book. It was called The Super Brain.
Okay. And
they were talking about how, I think Deepak Chopra was one of the authors.
Okay.
They were talking about how doctors call the brain the 3-pound universe.
Bars.
And I'm like, they also said that we have more material in our brain than is out there in space. And When they said that, shortly after, I seen a video on YouTube, and they went all the way down into this lady's atom, like past the cells, everything, all the way down to the atom. And then they went all the way up out of our Milky Way, outer to outer space. And I'm like, yo, we're small.
Yeah, man.
We're small. That's why we could manifest things like that, because we're small. It's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. the three pound universe. That's hard. That's tough.
Yeah. I was like, doctors call that?
That's, I know. What
like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, even before I even, like, really found out about the information about that, I always used to tell people, like, if your brain could have you eating a pile of doo-doo and thinking you having filet mignon, what else could your brain do?
Facts. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
The whole habitual, that we're habitual creatures thing, creating healthy habits.
Yes.
Like, I literally seen a guy on a TV show, he literally changed his brain pattern within like 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
Yeah. He was going in.
Like, wow.
Yeah. He was going in. I know they do, they've done experiments on, I think it was, bears, like when a bear, before a bear goes into hibernation, they do like it's either like, what is that, what are they doing, they're getting a picture of the neurons some kind of way, I forgot the exact way that they're getting it, before it goes into hibernation, and then when it comes out of hibernation they take another picture of the brain, and they see that when the first maybe couple of months of coming out of hibernation, they see that there's actually like new neurons growing, like the dendrites. So like there's that new growth there that's happening. And if so, it's like if bears could do it, obviously we can do it too. You know what I mean? Like that's exactly. we have that same capacity, right, to grow new parts of our brain. Like, but it's just like we get so caught up in like, you know, like you said earlier, the rat race, the hamster wheel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. The habitual thing of like believing like what the world tells us, and the world don't really give a fuck about us. They want us to be slaves and robots, right?
Exactly. They
tell us things to keep us in that little box. It's like, nah, we can literally grow a new brain. You know what I mean? Like new thoughts, new behaviors, new realities, right? New paradigms. We have that power. And it's just like, we just got to tap into that joint. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Just sitting down. I tell people all the time, you came here uniquely perfect for you.
100%. 100%. Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Definitely. We're definitely going to dive deeper on said topics.
Yeah. yeah. Word up.
Fire.
Yeah, man. So, I appreciate this too, man. I appreciate you, Bill, you know, asking me to pull up, man.
You already know. I was going down the list. The first person I tried it with was Nessa. So it was Nessa. Then I had a couple other people, and then I've been meeting like people on Tagged, and I'm like, yo, let's like I wanna my podcast, I wanna just interview what they quote unquote regular people.
Yeah. And
everybody has a story. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Like, facts, bro. If
you don't know who's listening. Like there's been times where people hit me up and be like, yo, when you posting a new video? I didn't know you were watching.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. You know,
people respect consistency, bro.
Yeah, and that's what I'm working on. I'm working on like that discipline and consistency. Just really sitting down and knowing that I could generate income.
Yes, 100%. You know, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like I definitely have the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's just about getting off the habitual thing I've been doing for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So, it's just crazy how things work and how, like I said, I'm back here. it's just crazy, like, even because what's even more crazy is that I came back before this time.
Okay.
And I left again to try to make it work with my daughter's mother. And it didn't, so it's just like, wow.
Yeah, you back different this time though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Like I was just telling somebody earlier, like when I was down here, I was actually I learned a new breathing technique. I learned how to play tennis. You know what I'm saying? Like I was actually like being in this kind of weather makes me want to go outside and work out and you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. In the sun every day. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's just like it's crazy how the universe works. It's not even crazy. It's just how it I was trying to help. Was trying to help.
Wow.
But yeah.
Dope combo, man. Dope combo, bro.
You already know. Just tell the people where they can find you real quick before we exit.
Okay, man. Yo, what's up, man? I know y'all been tapping in with me and my bro, man, Carbon Intellect. But you can find me at Aura Bright, AuraBright. You know, aura like your energy. You already know the vibes. And you could tap in with the brand, the Aware Brand on Instagram. TheAwareBrand, man. Lock in with us. Stay aware.
Exactly. Join the tribe.
Come on, man. You already know. You already know the lingo. Join the tribe.
The dope. I gotta get some. I gotta get some. But y'all definitely on my list.
Okay. Right, okay. Bro. That's what's up, man.
You be safe. I'm gonna holler at you.
Okay, my bro. Stay up, man.
All right.
Yeah.